Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. No, 7 till the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. You think after 21 years I'd figure this out, would you, folks? I'm glad you're here. We've got having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Terry Neese, the founder and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. And she's been putting up with me now for more than a decade, way more than a decade, and I've been following her work now for a long time. She's been a tireless champion of women in business, not just in the United States, but around the world. Their Peace Through Business program, educating women in at least two countries, Rwanda and Afghanistan. Rwanda's in Africa, if you didn't know. Terry, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your excellent work. Rwanda is a tiny little country compared to other countries in Africa. Rwanda is a thumbnail, isn't it?
It is. When the genocide occurred in 1994, you know, a million people were killed in 90 days.
Mostly men.
And a lot of those were men. And so it's really taken the women to rebuild that country. And they have truly done an amazing job in doing that. And while business women in Rwanda are really very frugal and smart in their tactics, because they have learned through the Peace Through Business program mm-hmm. what they must do to make their business successful
and survive.
And how do they take this?
These people are not
alive. And how do they
see? That's the thing in America. We don't wake up in the morning wonder if we're going to survive. We just wonder if we're going to be successful. They have to first start out saying, "How do I survive today?"
Right. And some of these people are working in alleyways inside the Kigali city, selling their wares, and making very little money.
But some of them are more sophisticated. There's a car repair company. There's a printer. Yeah. There's a coffee exporter. I mean, some of them have businesses that would look like the ones over here.
Exactly. I mean, this year in 2019, in the classroom right now, we've got a legal consulting company, we've got a food production company, IT and software, a telecommunications firm, a bookkeeping company, fashion, coffee washing. I mean, they're all over the map in terms of what kind of businesses they own. And let me just say again, if anyone out there listening would like to e-mentor, that means emailing back and forth with one woman business owner that is in the classroom from now in January to mid-March. It's maybe an email a day talking mm-hmm. with your student in Rwanda or Afghanistan on a regular basis. And these types of e-mentorship really connect you to that person in that country.
Can they sign up at IEEW.org?
Yes.
IEEW.org. You can go there, folks, and check it out. Find out. Go ahead, Terry.
Mentorship, you fill out an application. You know, we do some vetting, obviously. And we try to match you with someone with a like industry to you. And the e-mentorship just takes off and starts running.
They're probably just going to ask you some fundamentals,
the
right? They're probably just going to ask you fundamentals about running the business.
Yes. That's true. We're being very successful in these efforts.
How many women, over the 13 or 14 years, how many women have you graduated and put into a business?
Well, we have, since we've gone out into the provinces in Afghanistan, we've got a little over 800 women who have graduated from the program.
800.
And they have created almost 15,000 jobs for
wow.
their countrymen and women. In
wow.
that 12-year period of time, because this is year 13. So they are doing amazing work and economic development in both countries.
Mm-hmm. Folks, this is how you these are the seeds of peace in the rest of the century. Remember what Bastiat said: when goods cross borders, armies don't. And women would rather do business than fight. That's one thing I like about women business owners. They would rather do business than fight. Hey, IEEW.org, folks, for $3,000, you can pay for a seat. Add a seat to the another woman could be educated by these people. $3,000 a year. Hey, Terry, good job. Keep up the good work. And you're going to be back in March, right? We're going to talk about women business entrepreneurship, right?
Yes, March is International Women's History Month, so we'll talk about that, March.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and my hero. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.